podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Late Tea Time, the golf betting podcast that finds the best betting value closer to the first shot being struck than anyone else.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
And hello, everybody. Welcome along. It is another edition of the Late Tea Time podcast. It's good to have you with us. We are sorry that we weren't able to join you last week. This World Cup malarkey is getting in the way of most people's working lives at the moment in sports broadcasting. But we are here on a flying visit with a look ahead to the Australian Open and the Hero World Challenge. I am James. He is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello. Hello. We're doing this between World Cup matches.
Yes, indeed. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. Good win for Tunisia. Good for the Aussies.
That was a good little few minutes, that. And yeah. The Australians doing their country proud as well. Looking forward to Argentina later, but that's for another podcast entirely, because we are here for the golf today. Which one of these two would you like to start with, the Hero World or the Australian?
Well, the Aussies have just beaten Denmark, so let's do the Aussies.
It would be fitting, wouldn't it? It would be fitting. And there is an Australian that is top of the market for this. Cameron Smith is 11-4. You've got Minwoo Lee, he's 10-1. Adam Scott is 11s. You've got Cam Davis at 11s. Ryan Fox is 18s. We leave this as late as we possibly can on a Wednesday so that Dave can come up with all of his legendary late tips. Has the lateness of this podcast led you to anything, DT?
Yeah, so the one I saw interviewed fairly recently, I've lost track of days, as we all have in this World Cup.
Yes.
But one that hadn't come to my attention until yesterday is Lucas.
It's December tomorrow, Dave.
Wow.
I know.
That's Christmas month, isn't it? Very confusing. The one that's come to my attention is Lucas Herbert. If you want to pull his odds up, I'll tell you why he's... He withdrew last week from the Aussie PGA with a bad back, and you thought, well, maybe you don't want to touch him here.
Yeah.
But I think that was more of a precaution. So they've interviewed him today. Just a couple of things with him. He's unfortunately, his mum's ill, but so he's talked about that, wanting to sort of be inspired, you know, to give her something to feel good about. But he's also sort of said his dad's on the scene to sort of look after his mum. So that sort of eased the pressure on him a little bit. So he very much wants to, yeah, any Aussie wants to win the Aussie Open title. It's their national open. And he's got this extra incentive of wanting to do it for his mum. And that's his big wish here. His back seems to be okay. And the course this week, it's in Melbourne. So this sort of sandbelt area of golfing terrain, and it's held on two courses, Kingston Heath in Victoria, and Lucas Herbert said he grew up playing these courses, and he said he's played them a ton, so he's got quite a few things going for him as well. I mean, he's talked about, he sounds confident. He says that he'll be in the Masters next year. And to do that, he needs to be in the world's top 50. So he says if he's not in it soon, he soon will be. So he's sounds full of confidence. He's got incentive, very familiar with the terrain. So I thought he could be a good each way bet.
Okay. Well, he's 20-1. And that is for seven places with Coral. That's the best price I can get you on Lucas Herbert. That's not too bad.
This is Late Tea Time, the golf betting podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Late Tea Time, the last word in golf betting, with James Butler and Dave Tindall.
Then the other one, I've said this sort of thing before, at this time of year, you do get a lot of the favourites going in. We already saw that last week. Cam Smith won the Aussie PGA. John Rahm won the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. So I'm going to actually play those two players again. So Cam Smith is very short this week. I think he's about 11-4. But, you know, the Open champion, he won last week by three. These courses where it's more, you know, brain than brawn suit him better than last week, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I think there's every chance he just follows up. It wouldn't be the first time we've seen, you know, one of the top Aussies go back to back in these events. I think Adam Scott, Robert Allenby have done it down the year. So I think Cam Smith is he's got the hot hand at the moment. It's a bit short to play him individually, but if we double him up with John Rahm. So Rahm heads to the Hero World Challenge at Albany in the Bahamas on a brilliant run of form. He won the DP World Tour Championship. He's played this tournament twice at Albany, got a win and a second, so he loves this course. And if you look at past winners at this venue, which is always it's Tiger's event and they host it late in the year.
Yeah.
It basically goes to a player in great form. You know, you can try and be clever and pick out someone else, but it goes to someone right at the top of the game. Some of the players maybe have switched off for the year, but those who arrive with momentum, like your mate Victor Hovland, he'd won his previous start in Mexico before he came here and won last year. So I think it's going to be a similar thing with Rahm. I think he's got a fantastic chance. Tiger, when he was interviewed, he said it's going to be a complete birdie fest, which is important to hear. We kind of know that, but had there been terrible weather, because obviously it's the Bahamas, it can get windy, Tiger might have just dialed that down a bit, but the weather's good, the course is in great shape, it's going to be a birdie fest. Now, Rahm's only played one event on the PGA Tour this year, had 24 birdies. I think I counted 23 birdies and an eagle that he had when he won the DP World Tour Championship. So he's making birdies by the bucket load. So he's very much the man to beat. It's the odds suggest that. And again, maybe it's just on his own. It's a little bit short. But if you put Rahm and Cam Smith together, I think you're getting around 20-1.
You can. Cam Smith is 11-4, as you say. John Rahm is best price of 5-1 for the Hero, but he's 9-2 with Unibet. And if you double those up, it's a double with Unibet, 11-4 and 9-2. It's a 19.63-1 double, which is near as damn it 20s, as you say.
Yeah, a little early Christmas boost. I say back in one you could do, and I'd probably say Cam Smith would be the one of you back in just the one. But it's quite fun to play them in doubles at this time of year. So I thought that gets two sort of shortest prices to a sort of nice sort of figure, doesn't it? 20-1.
So it's just a flying visit this week, isn't it? On the Late Tea Time podcast, Lucas Herbert, 20-1, seven places with Coral. And that is to do the business in the Australian Open. Then Cam Smith on the Aussie side of things, John Rahm on the Hero side of things, 11-4 for Cam Smith, 9-2 for John Rahm. Double those up with Unibet. It's a 19.63-1 double. DT, enjoy the rest of the football. We'll see if Argentina goes through later on tonight. I will see you around about this time next week.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Fill that in.
You keeping up to date?
Starting to take shape, isn't it, now? England playing Senegal, we sort of know what's going to happen. So
I said on the thing I was doing this afternoon, I said on the coverage that it's all of this kind of huff and puff from these other sides, and England's name's already on the trophy, isn't it, really? Because I don't know what all the fuss is about.
Confident man.
Anyway, Late Tea Time podders, enjoy the golf, enjoy the football, gamble responsibly out there. This has been a Sports Broadcast Media production, and we will see you, hopefully, if the World Cup doesn't get in the way, around about the same time next week. Cheers, everybody.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
Podcast Network.